Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Groon, and I'm a senior at Ramapo College, and I'm a biology major, and I'm here to talk about my research work for Scholars Day of 2020. So my research topic was virulence factors of Pseudomonas aeruginosa, investigating the differential expression of pyocyanin pigment in a polymicrobial setting. So I was under the direction of Dr. Kokila Koda and my research partner, Shamala, and our focus was to understand the regulation of virulence factors in the bacteria Pseudomonas aeruginosa. So a little background, Pseudomonas aeruginosa is a gram-negative bacterium, and it is an opportunistic pathogen that normally lives in soil and on surfaces of aqueous environments. Pseudomonas aeruginosa infections are often nosocomial. For those of you who aren't familiar with the word nosocomial, it means hospital acquired, and they are nearly all associated with compromised host defenses such as severe burns or cystic fibrosis. Therapeutic options are rather limited due to the continued emergence and spread of antimicrobial resistant strains. So a little statistics, in the United States, Pseudomonas aeruginosa is among the most common hospital pathogens and is the second most common pathogen isolated from patients with ventilator-associated pneumonia. So given the severity of Pseudomonas aeruginosa infections and the limited antimicrobial arsenal, finding alternative prevention and treatment strategies is an urgent priority. It is also an urgent priority because many patients are currently on ventilators due to COVID-19, and this is just a very big issue in the United States and all over the world. So our research efforts have been focused on two of the most important virulence factors of Pseudomonas. One is the biofilm formation, and the other is the pigment pyocyanin. So we were looking at both of these things during my research. So pyocyanin is a very important virulence factor for Pseudomonas. It is highly diffusible phenazine compound secreted by Pseudomonas, and it is involved in a variety of biological activities, including quorum sensing, maintaining fitness of bacterial cells, and biofilm formation. In addition, pyocyanin plays a major role in the survival of Pseudomonas aeruginosa under oxygen-poor conditions. So we looked into some research articles in understanding patients who are infected with Pseudomonas aeruginosa. So we got to see that Pseudomonas aeruginosa infected cystic fibrosis and bronchitis sputum contains a significant amount of pyocyanin in compared to non-cystic fibrosis patients. So pyocyanin is being expressed more prominently in patients with CF. So cystic fibrosis CF is a genetic disease that affects the lungs and digestive system. Okay, so mucus is covering all the visceral organs, including the lungs, which is the most important part. They said if you breathe, I was talking to somebody in the hospital about this, if you're breathing out of a straw through your mouth, that's like every breath somebody with cystic fibrosis takes. So you can only imagine how difficult that is. So our aim was to study the role of pyocyanin and the related virulence factors involving the biofilm formation of Pseudomonas aeruginosa. So we worked with the laboratory strain of Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and we optimized the conditions, like the incubation time needed for the optimal expression of the pigment. So after the initial set of those experiments, we developed a biochemical assay to extract and measure pyocyanin. It is based on chloroform and hydrochloric acid extraction and spectrophotometric quantification. So having optimized the assay and conditions, we performed experiments to see how the pyocyanin pigment was differentially expressed by Pseudomonas in a polymicrobial environment. Our results indicated that pyocyanin expression was highly variable, and Pseudomonas modulates the expression of pyocyanin depending on the environment in which it encounters. So this is strong evidence that opportunistic pathogens such as Pseudomonas can modulate their virulence gene expression depending on the environment in which they encounter. So to further understand the role of pyocyanin and how the bug uses it to modulate group behavior, we're currently working on making a bacterial knockout of pyocyanin gene in Pseudomonas. We're also working on developing an assay to quantitate the biofilm formation of Pseudomonas. So the goal is to compare the ability of Pseudomonas biofilm formation in wild type and pyocyanin knockout strains in a polymicrobial setting. The long-term goal of the project is to also do mRNA analysis of wild-type and mutant strains to identify novel genes in quorum-sensing circuit of Pseudomonas aeruginosa. So targeting the quorum-sensing genes is known as quorum quenching and is a promising new approach that will be valuable in our fight against the problem of antimicrobial resistance and antibiotic resistance. So I would just like to give a shout out to the TAS and also Dr. Dean Save and the convening group. And thank you to everyone for a great 4 years. And thank you to everyone who is participating in Scholars Day. A thank you to everyone in Ramapo. And I hope everyone stays healthy and well and has a great rest of the semester. And thank you for your time.